East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
The Health Department says South Africa has made significant strides in combating HIV. The country still carries the highest burden in the world, with around 8 million people living with the virus. Today's World AIDS Day is being commemorated under the theme Overcoming Disruption, Transforming the AIDS Response. The Health Department's Foster Mohale says more than 3 million people living with HIV in South Africa are virally suppressed, which means their risk of transmitting the virus is extremely low. He says initiatives like the recently launched 1.1 million Close the Gap HIV treatment campaign have helped accelerate the HIV response.
The country has also launched the national rollout of 6 multi-month dispensing program to enable all stable and eligible HIV patients receive a 6-month supply of antiretroviral medication, meaning they will only be required to visit a clinic only twice a year.
Meanwhile, a local AIDS centre says they've been feeling the pinch from funding cuts by the US. Hillcrest AIDS Centre CEO Candice Moorman says South Africa must own its HIV response to avoid undoing progress that's been made. She says the centre will commemorate today by holding a candle lighting ceremony.
Today we are lighting 94 candles, 94 lives lost to late stage AIDS and or cancer since last year's World AIDS Day. So it's a stark reminder our work isn't done yet, and there's a lot of issues in communities that need to be infused with hope and healthcare and services that are contextual and can meet the need for families to live well and healthy.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile says women and youth in southern Africa are hit hardest by droughts and floods. He was speaking yesterday at the start of the 58th Plenary Assembly of the SADC Parliamentary Forum in Durban.
During periods of crisis, they have limited access to relief and decision-making processes. Additionally, youth and adults and girls, along with young people in general, are frequently associated with disrupted education and heightened vulnerability. Consequently, climate-related hazards such as floods and droughts can cause damage to schools' infrastructure or compel households to withdraw children, particularly girls, from schools.
The focus of the meeting is the impact of climate change in the region and the role of parliaments in mitigating and adapting to it. The forum, which runs until Wednesday, aims to strengthen regional laws and protect vulnerable communities. And moving to Gauteng, 5 suspects accused of recruiting South Africans to join the Russia-Ukraine war are expected to appear in the Kempton Park Magistrate Court today. They were arrested at OR Tambo International Airport on Friday following a tip-off. Newswatch's Cliff Shigo has more.
The suspects are expected in the dock today and will face charges of contravening the Foreign Military Assistance Act. A preliminary investigation revealed that South African female had been facilitating the travel and recruitment of these individuals into the Russian Federation's military. The Hawks Crimes Against the State Unit has meanwhile also seized electronic gadgets and 2 backpacks for further investigation. Cliff Shiko at the Kempton Park Magistrates Court.
Your top story, the Health Department says South Africa has made remarkable strides in combating HIV. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.